This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Okay, so let's now move straight into the Chumash here. Aideen, why did you choose Toldot? What was the...
Then I found it so fascinating and so cryptic, most of us.
Yeah, so Aideen thought we would start at Toldot, which is as good a place as any. And it's also some difficult things to understand. And people usually don't start there, they start all sorts of other places. So let's start it at Toldot. Let's learn through the first few psukim, and then we'll start analyzing them. The Eileh Toldos Yitzchak ben Avrom. These are the Toldos. These are the generations of Yitzchak, the son of Avrom. Avrom holid is Yitzchak. Avrom gave birth to Yitzchak. Vayehi Yitzchak ben Arboim Shana. The Kachto is Rivka, and Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka, Bas Betzuel ha'Arami, Bipadan Aram, the daughter of Besuel the crook from Padan Aram. Because it can't mean Betuel the Arami, because it says he was from Padan Aram. So Arami has another word as well, which is a dishonest person. Achos Lavan, or Arami, Loilish, or the sister of Lavan, who was also a dishonest person, as a wife. Vayetar Yitzchok laHashem, lenochach ishto, and Yitzchok davened to Hashem opposite his wife, ki akorohi, for she was barren. Vayeyaser lo Hashem, and Hashem answered him, Fatar, and she gave birth, Rivka Ishto, Rivka his wife. Vayisrael tzatzu abonim bekirba, and the children struggled inside her. Vatomim kein lama ze anothi, and she said, in that case, what is this worthwhile? Why should I live? Vatelech lidroish es Hashem, and she went to seek out Hashem. Let's take it up to there. Let's start with the first verse. What are the difficulties in the first verse? What stares you in the face as you read it? There's a lot of repetition. What else?
We know this
already from before. What else? What is the importance of knowing the lineage? But even something more basic than that, what would you expect? The Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram. These are the generations of Yitzchak ben Avram. What should the next thing be?
The names.
The generations are. Yeah. Yitzchak is Yaakov Esav. Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov had 12 sons and a daughter, and Esav had what he had. That's what it should say. The Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram. These are the generations of Yitzchak the son Avram. Avram holid is Yitzchak. Now we're going backwards. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. That's history. That's not the Toldos of Yitzchak. Then it should start off saying, these are the generations of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak made this. It just doesn't make any sense. And then the whole story of marrying Betuel, the Arami, from Padan Aram, sister of Lavan, a lot of detail in all of that. So let's try and work out what this is all about. The first is, we've got, on your page, you've got three translations. Before we even go to the first, we've got three translations. You've got Unkelus on the left-hand side of the text, which is an Aramaic translation. And then further left, you've got Yonasan ben Uziel, which is a different Aramaic translation. And then in small letters, you've probably got underneath it in your edition, you've got a Yerushalmi, which is a third translation. The Yerushalmi only appears where it differs from Yonasan ben Uziel. The Yerushalmi was the Israeli Aramaic, which was different from Babylonian Aramaic. Now, if you look at the translation of Unkelus, the Ilein Tuldas Yitzchak bar Avram. Do you see that? So does he tell us anything we don't know? No, that's Aramaic for the Hebrew, word for word. Let's look at the Yonasan. The Ilein Tuldas Yitzchak bar Avram. Does that tell us anything we don't know? No. Let's look at the Yerushalmi. The Ilein Yechus Tuldas. What is that telling us? This is the Yichus of the generations. So what I'm about to tell you is Yaakov's Yichus. Because Yaakov is the generation of Yitzchak, isn't that so? So these are the generations of Yitzchak and Avraham. Who are the generations? Yaakov. So I'm coming to tell you about Yaakov. But what does the Yerushalmi add? I'm not coming to tell you only about Yaakov, I'm coming to tell you about Yaakov's Yichus. Where does Yaakov's Yichus start? With Avraham. So with one word, the Targum Yerushalmi makes sense of the whole sentence. This is not just about the Toldos, this is the Yichus. Now the word Toldos, let's go a little bit further. Why is there a need to tell us about Yaakov's Yichus? Says Rashi. Let's work through the first Rashi on Pasuk Yutes. But Eliezer told us Yitzchak, Yaakov and Esav, Amurim b'Parsha. The generations we're talking about is Yaakov and Esav. So Rashi makes it very clear. Don't think we're coming to tell the story of Yitzchak. No, this is about Yaakov and Esav. Which leaves us with the question, then why start with Avraham? If the story is about Yaakov and Esav, why start with Avraham? Avraham heard it is Yitzchak. So it says Rashi, two reasons why it starts with Avraham. The one is, La'achar shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hashmoy Avraham. The emphasis is Avraham Hulidis Yitzchak, not Avram. So Yitzchak was born after Avram went through his transition and became Avraham. That's the one thing we learn from this. But Dalar Achir, the second part is the part we want to focus on. That Dalar Aleph means Dalar Achir, another explanation. Or sometimes it means Dvar Agoda, a Midrashic explanation. Al Yedei Shekosov HaKosov Yitzchak Ben Avram. Because the Torah calls him Yitzchak, the son of Avraham, Huzkak Lomar, it had to tell us, Avraham really is Yitzchak. Yes, Avraham actually gave birth to Yitzchak. Why? How could Yitzchak be the son of Avraham, and Avraham not give birth to Yitzchak? That explains the Klei Yaakov. So keep one finger on that Rashi, because we're going to come back to it. And use your other finger on the Klei Yaakov, which is the bottom right-hand corner probably in your... Is that right? Where have you got the Klei Yaakov?
Yeah.
Bottom left-hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Afalpi she'omar she'hoyo ben Avraham, even though we're told that he was the son of Avraham, mikol mokom hutzrach loymar Avraham ho'lidis Yitzchak, it still has to tell us Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak, lefi she'ne'amar be'ishmael ben Avraham asher yoldo hagar ha'mitzrit. Because Yishmael is also called Ben Avraham. And even though Hagar was the mother, Hareshi is Ki Loshon Ben Eitzel Avraham. So you can have a Ben. Avraham had two Bonim. He had a Ben called Yishmael and he had a Ben called Yitzchak. Aval HaTolada Tolo BaHagar. But the Torah makes sure that the Tolada, the giving birth, was Hagar's. So there's a difference, says the Klei Yaakov, between being a son and being generated. Tolado means to be generated. Hutzrach lemekan shetoar habein vehatoldo hakol misyachis achar Avraham. Both the being a son and being born from come from Avraham. And he goes on to explain. Ki belashon ivri, because in the Hebrew language, yesh chiluk bein leloshon toldo. There's a difference between a son and toldo. There isn't really an English word for Tolda, a generation of. Ki loshon bein ye'amar lefamim af belo Tolado. Because a person can be called a son even if there's no genetic relationship. So bein does not mean in the Torah, does not mean necessarily the genetic relationship. Ki ha-talmidim kruyim bonim, because talmidim are called bonim. A person's students are called his sons. Af api shelo yelad amanash, even though he didn't give birth to them. And it says, and Moshe was like a son, was a son to Batya. But he lo lebas to Esther, and Esther was a daughter to Mordechai, but she wasn't. Avram nikra av haman goyim. Avram's called an av haman goyim. Afapi shelo yelodom. When a ger is called up to the Torah, how do we call him up?
Ben
Avram. Isn't that a lie? He's not a Ben Avram. It isn't a lie because ben does not mean genetic connection. So that's the principle that the Klei Yaakov teaches us in order to understand the Rashi. There are further differences between somebody who teaches another and somebody who creates the other person. Ki mashi ha'odom mekabel teva milamdo zehu b'mikre v'loy be'etzem. It's true that somebody can acquire the characteristics of their teacher, but that's through circumstance, not through essence. V'hamikre mishtane mitzad ha'mekabel, and the recipient can govern the situational element. So, yes, a student can study by a teacher and can absorb characteristics of the teacher. And very often you'll see students kind of take on even the mannerisms of their teacher. But they can choose not to. But this that you get from the nature of the person who gave birth to you, that's in the DNA. The lo yishtane im yunach kach al tivo. And if he leaves his nature naturally, that doesn't change. It's a very important statement of the Klayoko. Even your DNA you can overcome with an enormous amount of effort and habit forming. You can come to second nature. You can change your personality by creating a second nature. So you can't, you're not stuck with the DNA. But to change the characteristics you've got from a teacher, that's easy to change. So what has he taught us? There are two different things. There's a bain and a molid. Molid is genetic. Bain is not necessarily genetic. The common denominator is both acquire characteristics of the father, the generator, or the mother. In the case of molid, the characteristics are transferred genetically. And therefore, without enormous effort, they can't be changed. The characteristics that are generated by teachers are generated situationally, and they can quite easily be changed. That's the difference. Now, with that, we can come back to Rashi. And what do we see, says Rashi? Let's go back a few words. Al-Yadeshi, Kosov, Akosov, Yitzchok, Ben Avrom, Huska, Gloimar, Avrom, Hoylid, Es Yitzchok. Although it's already said Yitzchok ben Avrom, it still has to teach us Hoylid. It's not just that he was a Bain as a student of Avrom. He has the genetic material of Avrom. Because the cynics of the generation used to say, "May Avimelech nis Avro Saro." Saro's, Yitzchok's father is Avimelech. Share kama shonim she'oso im Avrom v'loy nis Avro himeno. For years, Avram and Sarah lived together, and she didn't get pregnant. Then she has this stay with Avimelech, and almost 9 months later, Yitzchak is born. People started talking. What did Hashem do? Tsar cluster ponov shul Yitzchak doyme la Avram. Rabbi Shlom made Yitzchak look very much like Avram. They could see the DNA. Veheidu hakol Avram holidis Yitzchak. People used to say, clearly, Avram is the father of Yitzchak. The zeh shekos of Kan Yitzchak ben Avram hayom. He was the son of Avram genetically. Sharei edus yesh, because there's evidence. Shavram olid is Yitzchak. It's like a DNA test. DNA test is you can't see similarity, but if you can see, the person looks exactly like the father. You don't need a DNA test. So that was as if there was a DNA test. Why was there a need for a DNA test? Because people were saying nasty things about Avram. Isn't it interesting? That there seems to be no way to escape the gossip of people. Even though in Avraham Avinu, we know that with Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no the viciousness of human gossip doesn't spare even the biggest saints. There's no and people accept it. Otherwise, why would we even bother about it? Why is the Torah is concerned about it? Why doesn't the Torah say that people say what they want to say? We know the truth. No, the Torah is concerned. And Hashem's concerned for Avraham, and he makes Yitzchak look like Avraham, so as to dispel any of the gossip. So now we have the idea of Moilid, and what that means, the difference between Ben and Moilid. Just interestingly, add up the gematria of Holid. Now, what does it come to? Comes to 55.
Yes.
Add up the gematria of the word doime. similarly, you've got the word in the Rashi. How much is add up Dorme? $55. So now look at the Baal HaTurim. Have you got Baal HaTurim in your versions? Down at the very bottom, Baal HaTurim, Hoylid, Begematria Doime. Hoylid and Doime have the same gematria. Show your Ziv Ikunin Shil Yitzchok Doime LaAvram, because Yitzchok looked like Avram. That's what the word Hoylid means. So that's why we're given the extra statement, even though we're told Yitzchok ben Avram. Yitzchok ben Avram could be that he was not from Tzora, or that he was not from Avram. He was born from Tzora, but not from Avram. Why would he be called ben Avram if he was not born from Avram? What would the reason be? It could be that he taught him. So comes the, as Rashi explains, that no, Yitzchok ben Avram does not just mean he's a ben Avram because he's acquired the characteristics of Avram through being his Talmud, but in addition to that, Avram holidus Yitzchok, Avram gave birth to Yitzchok. How do we know that? Not only because the Torah tells us, but because everybody knew that because of how similar Yitzchok looked to Avram. Mm. So what are you saying here? It's primarily to protect Yitzchok, so that there's an understanding of otherwise Yitzchok would have no greater right to Avram's heritage than Yishmael. They both would have come from a different one from a different mother, one from a different father. Now let's go a step further and say why was this so crucial? Why were people questioning? And who are these people who were questioning? The genetics of Yitzchak. Why is that so important? Who do you think was the person who was really worried about it? But one of the people who was most worried about it was Rivka. Why was Rivka so worried? And others, not just Rivka. Why was Rivka so worried? Because what is she told after she finds that she's having the struggle inside her? What is she told? That she's got twins. One is a tzaddik and one is a rosha. Where does she get a rosha from? Where's the origin? That's why we're told the reason that she's exactly right, and that's the second pasuk. Now we understand why the second pasuk emphasizes who her family is. Vayehi Yitzchok ben Avraham Shona b'kachto is Rivka. He was 40 years old when he married Rivka, and she was bas Betzuel ha'Arami. She was the daughter of Yishmael, of Betzuel the Arami, the cook. Mipadan Aram, who came from Padan Aram, achos lovan ha'Arami lo le'isho. So that's where the bad genes come from. The bad genes don't come from Yitzchok's parentage. They come from Rivka's parentage. And in fact, we see that a little bit more clearly in the next verse. Vayetar Yitzchok laHashem, and Yitzchok davened to Hashem, lenochach ishto, opposite his wife, ki akorohi, for she was barren, vayeyoser loy Hashem, and Hashem answered him. Why doesn't it say Hashem answered them? Do you think she wasn't davening too? Clearly she was as well. If you look at the Rashi on Pasuk Chof Aleph, the Rashi that starts, it's the third Rashi, or the second Rashi, L'nochach ishto, have you got that? What does Rashi say? Ze oimed bezavizu mispalel, v'zu oimed es bezavizu mispaleles. He stood in one corner, doesn't mean he was davening opposite his wife. He was standing in one corner davening, she was standing in the other corner davening, and they were both davening. If they were both davening, why did Hashem answer him and not her? What's the reason given? There's a says Rashi in the next Rashi, Vayetar lo, lo v'loila. Hashem answered him, not her. She'ein doime tfilas tzadik ben tzadik, tfilas tzadik ben rasha. Because there's no difference between the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik and a tzaddik ben roshim. There is a difference. There's no similarity between the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik and a tzaddik ben roshim. When we dive into Hashem and Hashem answers, it's not because of who we are. It's because of who our parents and grandparents and great parents were, not because of who we are. Lefichach lo v'lo lo. Therefore, he answers her, him, and not her. So now, we understand that in fact there is a negative genetic composition in her. That negative genetic composition flows out through Esav. That's why she's having this difficulty and this problem. So it gets washed out in Esav, and Yaakov and his children remain pure. This gives us a new angle to the first pasuk. What's the first pasuk again? For Eli told us Yitzchok ben Avram. Avrom Holy de Sitzchok. Can you see a new possible meaning for Avrom Holy de Sitzchok? What could it mean now? No, not only that. Yeah, but more than that, you're close. Avrom Holy de Sitzchok. Avrom gave Yitzchok the opportunity to have a child. Because why did Hashem answer him? Because of Avrom, not because of Yitzchak. If it weren't for Avrom, they wouldn't have had children. Avrom holy this Yitzchak. It was Avrom that gave Yitzchak the power to generate. Without Avrom, Yitzchak would not have had it. Yitzchak was also barren. Yitzchak would not have been able to have the power to have children were it not for Avrom. Now we start seeing the psukim start coming together and forming a whole and a bit of a pattern that we can begin to understand where they're going to lead to.